Well, the campaign so far has been pretty quiet, if I have to admit, quieter than it normally is. I think that's partially because there's been very little conversation until the last few days about policy. And that's because fundamentally it's hard to have a conversation when parties aren't putting their platforms out and costing them out. And the Conservatives are a perfect example of that. We never saw their costed platform till Friday. And so it's really difficult to challenge people when you're having debates and or just putting out press releases. So it's been pretty quiet from that perspective. A lot of mudslinging going on nationally, but locally we've been sticking to what we believe is best for Northerners and what will work. And we've been putting out our platform both on the national level and what I always do as a candidate and have done for five elections before and no different now, and that is that what are the local priorities that I'm going to be working on that I see as priorities for us here in the Northwest. And so that's basically how the campaign has gone. It's a large riding, so there's a lot of communities, and so we've been going from community to community. I've hit every First Nation, talked to every chief, every leader, been very active in all the communities, going door to door as we always do. So with that, I think our message is out of what I've been trying to achieve, not only as a member of parliament in the past, but what we want to do in the future and how we want to develop Northwestern Ontario. Well, I'm hearing from local residents that they want their representative to continue to develop the North through economic opportunities, that being major infrastructure development. I think people in the North are concerned about their health care, and they should be. They're concerned about housing. They have some concerns about drug abuse and homelessness and the issues surrounding people who are marginalized and need our help. That's become a focus of the attention for just about all the communities. So those are sort of some of the key areas that we have been hearing from our constituents, and what they want is some solutions. So what those solutions are, I think, have been portrayed by me, that either you can buy into cuts by the Conservatives and what they're proposing to do with the $53 billion cuts that they're promoting over 5 years, or you can invest in the region. And what I mean by that is not small everyday investments of, you know, projects of fixing roads and things like that. I'm talking about real change for the North, and real change means all-weather roads, grids, the 20 of the Trans-Canada Highway, not just from the Manitoba border to Kenora, but right through the riding and beyond, and of course healthcare, meaning better healthcare system. Rural always has challenges, so those are some of the issues that we're being confronted with and asked to look at and talk about. I think what we have said, and we're going to continue to say, that we have the best balance sheet, bar only one country, and that's Germany. So we're in very good financial shape. Our economy is growing as a percentage of GDP quicker than debt. So we are in better shape than the Americans, the French, the Japanese, the Italians. So when you look at the Western world, Canada's in good financial shape. And the fact that we're being put on the spot to suggest otherwise is not factual. And so we're keeping a close eye on our fiscal framework and our financial situation, as we should as a government, and we'll continue to do that in the next term. Well, I came back in 2015 because it seemed to me that the North was not making any progress. Unemployment was really high. And our biggest problem is infrastructure. You have a bottleneck at the Manitoba border because of no twinning, and it's an unsafe highway. You've got two-thirds of your riding that is inaccessible by road. You can only get there by air or winter road that's very short now. So to expect that you'll build an economy under those circumstances is not possible. And so I came back in 2015 with a mandate to try and get that changed. And so we have been successful in bringing over $2 billion worth of investment. And so that's building, that's putting in grids for 16 communities. With that, next step comes all-weather roads. Hopefully with the support of the province, we will put a proposal into the federal government for financial resources because it's a high priority of twinning the highway. Other provinces are doing it, and I don't see why we shouldn't. And the federal government, I think, and I believe I could convince them that that's a worthwhile project. And that's hundreds of millions, if not a billion plus dollars. But those are the kinds of changes I think we need to make if we're going to see this economy go beyond the sort of small, compact, very complicated job opportunities for our young people, and are forcing our young people to leave the region. I think the only way we can do that is to build this economy outward from the small communities we have, building them bigger than they are. And so I'll just use Dryden as an example. Dryden is situated in a perfect location to be a business hub. But you have to have customers, and those customers right now are isolated and hard to get here, except in the winter when you have winter roads. And so if we can open that up, that'll make a big difference. I think if you vote for Bob Nolte, you continue to get experience, expertise in areas that the other candidates don't have. This being my 20th year, I've been in Ottawa long enough to know how it works, and I can make things happen, and we've been successful in doing that with a government that's willing to invest. If we don't have a government that's willing to invest, we'll go back to the little projects that people announce and feel good about. But generally, those are just everyday projects that we should be doing anyways as governments. If you want to move beyond that, to think big, to look at real change, then Bob Nolte's your candidate and the person that you should be voting for, because that's the reason why I came back to politics in 2015. Well, on the election front, I think the other issue is long-term care. Housing is in a crisis, and we have a $55 billion housing strategy national, and I'm looking forward to seeing more opportunity between ourselves, the municipalities, the First Nations, the partners, all levels of government, working to deal with some of these crises of shortage of housing, whether it's seniors housing, whether it's long-term care, whether it's subsidized housing, whether it's transitional housing. We've made some progress, but I think that's another area that we want to work hard to make some quick changes and get the private sector and the nonprofit organizations involved in making that happen.